A Time for Grace, Sacred Guidance for Everyday Life by Carolyn Mace. For my godchildren, Angela, Rachel, Eddie, Jimmy, Basil, Lacey, Eben, and Sam. Preface to the 2023 edition. When I read my original introduction to this book, originally titled Defy Gravity, as preparation to write this preface to the new edition, I was truly pleased as I realized I did not want to change a word of what I'd written 15 years ago. I did, however, feel inspired to elaborate on what I wrote then, as my belief in the power of grace, as well as our need for grace, has only deepened in the years since. I've also come to a very different understanding about the nature of the divine that only enhances my belief in the intimate way the sacred moves within our lives and how deeply we need to rely upon faith and grace now more than ever. Writing a new preface gives me the opportunity to share what I have observed about the wonders of grace and how, why, and when grace flows into your life. I am always asked questions about grace, such as, what is grace? And how does grace work? And how do I know if I've ever had an experience of grace in my life? Grace is one of those topics that fascinates people, and for good reason. Who does not want to believe that somehow, in some extraordinary way, grace is poured into your life just when you need it? One way to understand grace is that it is a mystical force, not an intellectual or physical power. As a rule, an experience of grace does not explode into your life in ways that are obvious. Usually, it's not until time passes, maybe a week, maybe a day, or even longer, that you realize something slightly out of the ordinary has occurred. And that something out of the ordinary can be subtle, such as the way in which you spontaneously step out of your comfort zone to assist a stranger. Emphasis on the word spontaneously. Another download of spontaneous grace that occurs rather frequently in our lives happens during heated exchanges with our loved ones. When we find ourselves in the midst of a conflict, we're often tempted to say something or do something that is especially cruel, so much so that it carries the potency to destroy the relationship.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?